Poslušate SBS Slovenije. Drage poslušalke, spoštovani poslušalci, danes se pogovarjamo o mamicah, kajti jutri je materinski dan. In na drugi strani telefonske linije pozdravljam vam mogoče znano ali pa tudi ne ženo našega kolega Lentijalenka Rachel. Rachel, hi and so happy to host you on our program.
Thanks for inviting me to speak today. The first for me.
I wanted to hear from an adult as well, not just from the children, because we know that this day, tomorrow, Mother's Day, is a big part of every mother and a daughter. So you being a mum and a daughter, what is Mother's Day? What does that day mean to you?
I think it's very different for me now than growing up as a child. Actually, as a child, we didn't really place a big importance on Mother's Day in my family particularly. It was more birthdays. But after I became a mother, I really learnt to value that day. And also Lenti and his family and the Slovenian culture and background where they always sort of did sort of celebrate Mother's Day. And, yeah, I mean, you know, you want to feel special as a mum every day, but especially on that day, it's become important and I just treasure it. And yeah, and for me, it's not necessarily about getting an expensive gift, but for me, it's the homemade presents that come from school and kinder and, you know, paintings of their hands and feet. And I'm just trying to treasure all that time because I know that kids grow up all too quickly and, you know, you'll be looking back and thinking about those times. So I'm just trying to be really present in the moment, enjoying the time while they're this age and celebrating.
Yeah, that's true. They do grow up quick, don't they?
Definitely.
Yeah. So how do you celebrate Mother's Day at your house? What do Dominic and Christian and Lenti, of course, what do they do?
Well, usually it's, like Lenti will say to me, is there something in particular you'd like to do? Or we definitely go out for lunch usually somewhere. He'll make a booking and we'll go out for lunch. So this year will be a little bit different being in lockdown and all the restrictions at the moment. So I don't know if he's got something up his sleeve. Sometimes I think there's something happening and it's not, but we'll see if he surprises me on Sunday because his culinary skills are less than desired. I don't think he's picked up skills from his mum, but I'm sure he'll have something planned. And I know Dominic's been, now that Dominic's 5 and Christian's 8, obviously Christian, he has an intellectual disability, so he's probably, you know, not as able to do things. But Dominic's sort of becoming that age where he's saying, oh, mum, you know, maybe we could make you breakfast in bed, or I'm sure there'll be something planned. I know that there's a present from kinder wrapped up ready to go, and it's just about being together and spending time and, you know, them really letting you know how much they love you and care about you.
And do you remember how you felt on your first Mother's Day?
Yes, I sort of really think about my life now as before I was a mother and then after I was a mother. They just seem like two distinctive different parts of my life, and particularly having my first child, having a child of special needs, it just, I don't know, that was a double whammy where it really just changed my whole outlook on life. And, you know, for Christian, getting to certain milestones is such a big deal. So it's taught me to slow down and just really appreciate those little moments in life that I think before you have kids, you just, you know, go about busily living your life and you don't really appreciate those little things as much. But, you know, it's hard work sometimes and you're exhausted and sometimes you just want some time to yourself, but at the end of the day, it's the most rewarding thing that I've ever done, and, you know, it's a big part of my life.
And what about as a daughter? Do you do anything special with your mum?
Well, I always ring mum now on Mother's Day and she always says, oh, we never really celebrated, you know, growing up. But I said, yes, mum, but I still want you to know that, you know, I love you and that you're important to me. And I think, you know, as she's getting older, my parents are sort of, my dad's turning 70 this year and mum's 65. So I think they're sort of starting to treasure that time as well and know that, you know, that in their later years of life, and let's, you know, perhaps we didn't express it at home when we were young, but now it's really important to let people know that you love them and that you care about them. And, you know, just little things like I've popped some, my mum loves doing crossword puzzles, so I pop some of those in the post and hopefully she gets them in time because she lives in a rural country town and they don't have, like, big news agencies. So, yeah, it's just checking in and saying hello and letting your mum know that you care, because I know for me, even though I'm 45 now, I know when I'm feeling sick or sad, I still want my mum sometimes.
Yeah, and you're right. Little things do count, and maybe forget about all the expensive presents. Just ring up your mum, tell her that you love her, tell her how much she means to you. And of course, I wish you to have an awesome Mother's Day tomorrow. And thank you so much for talking on our program.
You're more than welcome. Thanks, Katerina, and happy Mother's Day to you too.
Za konec te priloge o materinskem dnevu pa vam bom prebrala nekaj odlomkov iz pesniške zbirke Marjana Kukovca Mati je. Mati je nalaganje solza na spečo ptico. Škropljenje dežja prinaša na okensko polico. Po vetru se zaganja z utrujeno novico, mraz nanaša na pozabljeno potico. Ne bo prišla, ne bo zaneslo je čez prak. Ne bo prišla, ne bo je več domov. Čeprav oddaleč praznično pozvanja njen korak, je čakajoč obraz prepoln skrbi in dvomov. Le kdaj se k nam nameni oglasiti blagoslov in sesti malo, se ogreti, spiti šilce greha? Je res nikoli več ne bo na naš domač naslov? Je res, da ne želi prespati nobena več uteha? Le ena roža nam pred hišo še kljubuje, en sam odmev je, ki se ne obuje. Tu je mati brez življenja šla na tuje, začetek je in konec, kjer svet si smrt sezuje. Mati je svetišče, kjer domujejo rodovi, ob večerih zmirno sanjo v oči nam sega. Z ognjiščem, kjer do jutra kvartajo bogovi, z izprašano vestjo nam toplo noč prižema. Nemirne duše, ki tema jim vlada, vso noč pretakne, da jih polovi. Z upanjem, močjo, lepoto jih obklada. Morda nekoč jih več ne ponovi. Večnost, ki z nočjo stoji pričarana, pred nami in nas k sebi vabi. Čas je, ko za hip se mati kot očarana z rahlim dremežem spozabi. Zgodaj zjutraj, ko se von polena ravno prav nagajivo razblini, že v vsej hiši kakor zarja nasmejana bdi nad svojimi hčerami in nad sini.
Želite slišati sorodne zgodbe? Prisluhnite jim preko Apple ali Google podcasta, preko aplikacije Spotify ali kjerkoli drugje.